Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Yudal and Aleph, the new Perek. The Mishnah begins describing to us the differences between a Korban Yachid and a Korban Tzibur, which obviously relates to our situation because we've discussed before that there is no Tumurah when it comes to a Korban Tzibur. There only is Tumurah when it comes to a Korban Yachid. Yesh b'Korbanot Yachid, Shein b'Korbanot Tzibur. Yesh b'Korbanot Tzibur, Shein b'Korbanot Yachid. There's certain things that are only applicable to a Korban Yachid, and certain things that are only applicable to a Korban Tzibur. Shekarbanot Yachid, Osin Tmura. Korban Yachid is able to create Tmura. Vein Korbanot Tzibur, Osin Tmura. So that's what it's doing here in our Masechta. We discussed before, that was the last part of the previous parak, which is that the Korban Yachid can create Tmura, but that's not true of the Korban Tzibur. Korbanot Yachid, Nohagot, Ben Bisacharim, Ben Benekivot. When it comes to a Korban Yachid, they can come from both male animals and female animals. On the other hand, the Korbanot Tzibur, when it comes to the Korbanot Tzibur, they only come from males. The opportunities for the Korbanot Tzibur to come from females would be in the area of Shlamim and Chatat. Shlamim has an Ekeva, and Chatat is an Ekeva by Yachid. When it comes to the Tzibur, there's only one Korban Shlamim, Shami Tzibur, which comes on Shavuot, and that is already Shnei Kvasim, so we know that's male. And the other one is the Chatat of the Musafim. Every time you have a Moed, there's a Seir Achad, the Chatat, or Shchodesh, but there it's always a Seir, which is a male. So there is no females that are brought in terms of Korbanot Tzibur. That's not true by the Korbanot Yachid. There are Korbanot Yachid that do come as Nikevot. When it comes to Korbanot Yachid, Chayavin B'acharayutan U'V'acharayut Niskehem. When it comes to Korban Yachid, the person is personally responsible to bring the Korban, and then on top of that, they're responsible to ensure that the Nisachim are brought along with it. V'Korbanot Tziburin Chayavin B'acharayutan V'lo B'acharayut Niskehem. Not Chayav, in terms of they're missed, then we have the principle, which is Avar Zmano Batel Karbanoto. Over here, if the Tzibur misses the time that they're supposed to bring the Korban, we don't have any makeup, we're not responsible to replace it or do it again. And the same thing with Nisachim, if they're missed, then you do not have to bring them. Aval, Chayavim B'achrayut Niskehem Mishakara B'Zevach. But once the Korban has been brought, then the Tzibur is responsible to ensure that the Nisachim that go along with that Zevach are brought. Right, so even we learned this before, and the Gemara is going to mention this again, that even it doesn't have to be on the same day as the Zevach, even up to 10 days later, you just have to bring the Nesach. Korbanot Yesh B'Korbanot Tzibur, Ma She'en B'Korbanot Yachid. Korban Tzibur has things that the Korban Yachid does not have. She'Korbanot Tzibur Duchim Et HaShabbat V'Et HaTumah. When it comes to Korban Tzibur, Duche Shabbat, Duche Et HaTumah. Because you can bring them even on Shabbat. You can bring them even when the Rov HaTzibur is Tamei. Yechid, Einan Tochot, Lo Et HaShabbat, V'Lo Et HaTumah. Comes to a Korban Yechid, it's not Toche Shabbat, and it's not Toche Et HaTumah. Amar Rebbi Meir, V'Alo Chavitei Kohen Gadol, Upar Shel Yom HaKippurim, Korbanot HaYechid. When it comes to the Chavitim and the Kohen Gadol, which is the Korban Mincha that is brought by the Kohen Gadol each day, Machetzita b'boker, machetzita b'erev, half in the morning, half at night. And the par of Yom HaKippurim is the par of Aaron that is brought on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, the par Kohen Gadol. Those are Korbanot Yachid, they belong to a single individual, v'dochim et ha-Shabbat, v'dochim et ha-Tumah. Yet they have the din that they are Doche Shabbat, and they are Doche et ha-Tumah. Ella, what's the din? The din, it revolves around Zmano Kuvua. It has to do with bringing out at a fixed time. Korbanot HaTzibur have a fixed time given to them. Therefore, they're Doche Shabbat and Doche Et HaTumah. Korbanot Yachid, in general, do not have a fixed time when they must be brought. Here, we have a fixed time, meaning that they're associated. These Korbanot Yachid are associated with Tzmidim, when it comes to the Chavite Kohen Gadol, and Yom HaKippurim, when it comes to the Parsha Aaron. So then, since they are fixed times, that's why they're Doche Et HaShabbat and Doche Et HaTumah. So now the Gemara begins. Korban Yachid Oseh Tmura. V'klaluhu? Is that really a general principle that any Korban Yachid can create Tmura? Very ofot. The Korban Yachid ve'en Oseh Tmura. Ofot, and we just did this at the end of the previous parak, ofot do not create Tmura, yet they are a Korban Yachid. When it says, Kiktani b'beim haktani, we're talking about animals. Vare v'lad, the Korban Yachid hu? You have an offspring of a Kodesh animal. That's a Korban Yachid, ve'en Oseh Tmura. We just saw that before, because we say that, hu Oseh Tmura, ve'en v'lado Oseh Tmura. It says, Amani, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will be the author of this mission, Damar v'lad Oseh Tmura. We had him in the previous parak. He says the v'lad can create Tmura. Because he learned it out of Iyak Kodesh, that even the Vlad makes Tmura. Vare Tmura Tzma. What about Tmura itself? If you have a Tmura, we said that a Kodesh Oseh Tmura, Vein Tmura Oseh Tmura. So Tumura Atzma, that is a grot, is a korban yachid. Vein Tumura, said Tumura. It says, our Mishnah is talking about Kiktani b'ikar zivcho Kiktani. Mishnah is talking about primary hekdesh. In primary hekdesh, all the korbanot yachid by behemot can create Tumura. It says, Hashtati the Ochi, if you came that far, Avidu Tema Rabbonon. We don't have to set the Mishnah up as Rabbi Yehuda about Vlad Kodesh, because we're talking about primary hekdesh. We're not talking about derivative hekdesh. And therefore, it can even be authored by the Rabbonon, b'ikar zivcho Kiktani. Speaking about that primary hekdesh, and primary hekdesh, everybody agrees that a korban yachid in behemah can create tumura. And now, korbanot yachid, no goat, ben bizkarim, ben benekevot, comes to korbanot yachid, they apply to males and to females. Again, the Gemara says, v'kololohu, is that really a principle that every korban yachid, you have a choice between males and females? Very olav, the korban yachid, olav is a korban yachid, v'zachar achi nekevalo atya, you don't have a choice. All olot come from zecharim. There is no nekeva by olot. Gemara says, ayika olat of. Before we said Olaf wasn't included, but now we're including Olaf. Olat Olaf, because we know by Ofot, gender does not matter when it comes to the Ofot, to Tanya. Tamut, v'zichrut, it comes to a Tam without a Balmum. Zichrut, male, v'behema, those are only dinim that are applicable by animals. V'ein tamut v'zichrut, v'ofot. Those dinim do not apply to Ofot. Ofot only has a dinim, v'chusar aver. If it's missing a limb, then it's problematic. Mum is not problematic with it. V'zichrut, gender does not matter by birds as well. Christ says, very chatat, the korban yachidi. What about a chatat? That's a korban yachid. V'nekeva atya, zachor la'atya. A korban, a chatat, can only come from a kibtza or a se'ira. Can't come from a zachar. Doesn't come from a male animal.
Why did the question? Is taking a case in Gabbis, Kalim, and a case. Now the Mishnah fits.
That will be the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's Avamina is that every korban yachid has a manifestation in male and female. So the Gemara is challenging that. The Gemara will come to your answer, which is, we didn't mean that every korban, we're just saying that there are females by korban yachid, which never happens by korban tzibur. That will be the final answer of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what about chatat, the korban yichud, v'nei keva, achil, zuchar lo achil, v'ayika seir nasi. The nasi, who has a separate korban chatat, he comes from a zachar, from a seir, the mighty zachar. V'ayika asham yachid. Hey, what about asham? The zachar ati, nekeva lo atil. Asham can come either as an ayol or a keves. There's only two choices for an asham, which are both male. There is no female asham. It says, Ki gamri rabbonon korban deshavi ben yachid ben tzibur. The only korban that does not ever come as a korban tzibur is an asham. Asham is solely, uniquely a korban yachid, never comes as a korban tzibur. Therefore, it's not included in our Mishnah because it's not a thing, something you can compare between korban yachid and korban tzibur because there is no Hashem by Karban Tzibur, it's right. There's only Zecharim. Where it says, Hashem b'yachid, ite b'tzibur letei. When it comes to Hashem, it only comes as from Karban yachid, but not b'tzibur. V'i b'aytema, mikt honey, and this is your answer, David. Does it say kol karbanot? Doesn't say every korban has a male and female. It says, yesh korbanot. There are some karbanot yachid, k'tani. Mayni hu, shlamim. Shlamim is where you have an option to win a keva zachar. Vi by nekeva maiti, vi by zachar maiti. By a shlamim, you have a choice. You can bring male or female. There is no demand on one or the other. That's not true by the tzibur. By the tzibur, the only shlamim that comes does demand the zachar. And we do have, again, even in chatat, where we only have that nekeva option, there is a female option. By korban tzibur, there is no female option by chatat. It always comes as a zachar. Okay, the next Mishnah, part of the Mishnah, korban yachid chayavin v'achriyutam, minahani mili. How do we know this is true? Tatarabana davar yom biyomo. Each time thing is brought on its day. Melamed. Shekola yom kasher musafim. That all day is kasher for musafim. Biyomo. So that's davar yom. So what is biyomo? Melamed. Shemavar yom. Voibian enu chaya bachriyutam. The day passes, you don't bring them. You're not responsible for them. Avar yomo. Batel karbano. Yachol yolechai bachriyut niskehem. You would think then that patters you also from the nesach. Vafel pishakarava zevach. Even though the zevach was brought. Tamalomar minchatam v'niskehem. So minchatam v'niskehem balayla, minchatam v'niskehem lemachar. Minchatam v'niskehem comes to teach you that the nisachim can be brought at night even, and they can even be brought tomorrow. Reish Lakish amar miocha. Reish Lakish brought it from here. Milvad Shabbatot Hashem. It says, besides the Shabbatot Hashem, by Parshat Emor, when it describes the korbanot that are brought, it says, these beside from the Shabbatot Hashem, betzricha. If I had the Torah tell me just milvad shabbatot Hashem, avamina biyomin, v'layla lo, that it can only be joined during the day, they cannot be brought at night. The nisachim that are brought milvad shabbatot Hashem, you could even bring the nisachim. So the Gemara says, okay, I would have thought there, because it says Shabbat Hashem Shabbat during the day. So too, it has to be during the day. So Amar Kara, Minchatam Niskeyem. Minchatam Niskeyem teaches me, whether it's day or night, you can bring the Nisachim. Minchatam Niskeyem. Without only at night you can bring them, not during the day. Why would you think you can only bring them at night, not during the day? Why would I ever have such a habamina? It says, because when it comes to kodashim, the night afterwards is part of the first day. So as opposed to what we have by kodashim, the day comes before the night. Now how do we know that? Because when you have a korban, which is eaten for Yom Valayla, for a day and a night, since you bring a Korban Chatat, that is eaten for Yom Valayla, that day is the day that's brought, and the night afterwards. They're considered to be the single day by Kodashim. So I would have thought too, when you bring a Korban Atzibur, you can bring the Nisachim on the night afterwards. On the day you bring it, the night afterwards you bring the Nisachim. So along comes Milvad Shabtot Hashem to teach us that that's not the case. So it says, Zevach Nisachim Davar Yom B'Yomo, Milvad Shabtot Hashem. So the Zevan and Zachim that come each day, besides those of Hashem, Moshum Derashinan Smuchim, Redorish, the connection between Devar Yom B'Yomo and the Milvad Shabtot Hashem, to teach you, Akrei Nisachim Milvad Utan Shel Shabbatot, Im Yom Tov Achar Shabbat, if Yom Tov falls out after Shabbat, Hu Akrei Nechasav Im Karbonotav, Akrei Nisachim Sheshachachta Metmo V'lo Akravta. So Devar Yom B'Yomo plus, you have to, even that day's Milvad Shabtot Hashem, besides that's what you owe for Shabbos. So for instance, if Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, you have to bring the Yom B'Yomo, which is the Nisachim of Yom Tov and that day, Milvad, the Nisachim of Shabtot Hashem that you have to bring. Shabbos was yesterday, so why are you bringing the Nisachim today? El is to teach you that you can bring the Nisachim of the Korban HaTzibur even after the Korban HaTzibur is brought, but there is a demand on you to bring it. And you can bring it even on Yom Tov the day afterwards if it's for the Korban HaTzibur. So Mar said Tzrichei, therefore we need both Limudim, the Limud of the Braita and the Limud of Resh Lakish. Unisachim ikarve belailo. Wait a minute. Since when the nisachim are they brought at night? Vatznan. En meyelo dvarim shetarkam likarev belailo. I'm only talking about things that are normally brought at night. Kigom. Evarim ubdarim. The evarim ubdarim of the ola, the korban atamid, shemakuvim mibosh emesh. You pray them on the mizbeach after the sun sets. Umitaklim v'olchim kol alayla. And they sit, they stew on the mizbeach all night. Dvarim shetarkam likarev v'yom. Things that are normally brought during the day. Kagom. What are the things that are normally brought during the day? Kometz. Avamincha. Levona avamincha. Uminchat nisachim. Shema'alan mibo ha-shemesh. So you can put them on after the sun sets. Gemara says, Mipo Hashem, Hashem, Salkadatcha, the sun sets. Vamar, Tvarim Shadarkam, the Karei Bayom Ninhu. He said, these are things only job prior during the day. How could you put them on after the sun sets? Elo. Imba Hashemesh. As the sun sets, you put them on, meaning before the sun sets, you put them on. How do you know that once you put them on, Shemitaklim, Echochim, Kolalailo, Minayin? How do you know that you can leave them there all night? Tamalomar, Zot Torah Taola. This is the Torah of the Ola, Riba. So that's a Riboy. The Riboy of the Pasuk tells me that there are other things like the Ola. Just like the Ola can sit all night on the Mizbeach, so too there are these other things that can sit on the Mizbeach all night. Although different than the Ola, because the Evarim, Darim of the Ola can even be put on at night. These are things that demand Biyom Tzavoto. All Korbanot, all things that are brought must be brought during the day unless otherwise specified. So here there's a still demand for day. But you place them on the day, but they can stay on all night, just like the Ola stays on all night. But that's not what we're after. Miyaktani, what we're after is Ktani Miya Nisachim Bayom. That what was an example of something that is only brought during the day? Nisachim. So how can you suggest that we had a Havamina that you bring the Nisachim at night? Bring the Nisachim at night. They don't even work. You can't bring Nisachim at night. They're a daytime Korban. You can be Makdish Nisachim at night. You can only put them on the Mizbeach during the day. Samalei Rav, what type of answer is that? Imikadche Kodche Kruve Mikarve. That when you can be makdish something, that means you can be makrivet. The two come at simultaneously. Can't have a period of time where you can be makdish and not makriv. We had one exception to that rule, which was a daya. There was one daya that when it comes to mechusar zman, an animal that can only be brought after the eighth day, the question is, can you be makdish it before the eighth day? So everybody said no, except there was one daya that we saw that said that you could be makdish it when it's mechusar zman and be makrivet after the eighth day. Vatanya, don't we have a brayta? Zaklal, kol hakarei bayom, ein kadosh ela bayom. Something that's brought during the daytime can only be nitkadesh during the day. Kol hakarei balayla, kadosh balayla. Anything that can be brought at night can only be kadosh at night. Ben bayom, ben balayla. Something can be brought day and night. Kadosh, ben bayom, ben balayla. That can be brought day or night. Rava says that's not a good answer then. That you say that it can be makdishit at night and be makrivit during the day. They can't separate between the two. Elamari of Yosef. Sami minchat nesachim v'hamatznita. Take out minchat nesachim from that braita, meaning that those are things that are during the day. Take it out. It doesn't belong there. Now, kisa like Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi went up to Eretz Yisrael, ashechei the Rabbi Yirmiyah, diyoti v'ke'amar v'shmei the Rabbi Shu ben Levi. Found Rabbi Yirmiyah saying over the name of Rabbi Shu ben Levi, minayin nesachim abayim v'nezevach she'in krivim ele b'yom. How do you know nesachim that come with the zevach only are brought during the day? There's a head case between shlamim and nesachim. Ma shlamim b'yom, ap nesachim b'yom. So you see, there is a din of bringing them during the day. So Amar, so Rav Dimi says, e ashkechei inche diktivi garta. If I could find now someone to write a letter, a courier, a messenger that I could send over to Bavel now, shalchele the Rabbi Yosef. I would send it over to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef took it out of the bright and said, ah, nesachim during the day. We see there is a locha that nesachim have to be brought during the day. Don't take it out. Don't erase it from the braita. What's the difference? There is between nisachim that come with the zevach. Nisachim that come with the zevach, they have to be brought during the day. Because that's the comparison between shlamim and nisachim. That only applies to nisachim that are ba'im and zevach. Here we're talking about nisachim that come by themselves. Nisachim that come independently, so if they come by themselves, then there's no din of being brought during the day. They can even be brought at night. They don't have the hekesh to shlamim, because they're not connected to a korban. They're not directly connected to a shlamim. They're an independent item. That independent item can be brought both during the day or during the night. Because the nisachim that have come with the zevach, they're nitkadesh ayudei the zevach. They draw their kedusha or the hekdesh from the zevach. And just like the zevach can only be brought during the day, so too nisachim can only be brought during the day. Even if he had a courier or somebody write a letter to send it off to Rabbi Yosef, could he do that? So someone who writes down halachot is like burning the Torah. And someone who learns from that, eino mutel schar, does not get any schar. So Rashi brings down two interpretations. What it means, kesofei Torah. So number one, he says, she'im matzilim otam b'shabbat b'pnei adleika. There's a list in the Gemara in Shabbat. If a fire falls in a house, what's your mutter to carry out of the house? What we allow you to take out of the house? In terms of Sifrei Kodesh and Sifrei Torah. These items would not be allowed to take in our house. They would be let to burn. So that's what it means, Kesorei Petorah. Number two is, Asur L'Shaltam Ktuvim. That you're not allowed to leave them around because they are Torah She'al Peh. And Torah She'al Peh, you're not allowed to write down. And that's the next part of the Gemara, which is Dorish or Vidorish or Yehuda. Depends on which girsu you have in Rashi. According to the first gears in Rashi, it's Dorash over here, because it's not connected to the previous statement. Whereas, if you think the previous statement was about the fact that you're not allowed to write down Torah Shebaal Peh, then it's Vidorash. Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani, Miturgumenei Dorash Lakish. So he was Dorash with the Miturgaman, with the announcer, with the loudspeaker of Ish Lakish. Katov Lechad Omer. One pasuk says in Parshat Mishpatim, Katov Lechad Tadvarim Eila, write these things down. It sounds like an oral tradition. Things that are b'al peh, Torah shebal peh, you're not allowed to write down. And that which is Torah shebichtav, you're not allowed to say them orally. These items you write down. You're not allowed to write down alochot, meaning that you're allowed to write down Torah Shebe'al Peh. That's one side of it. The other side of it is Torah Shebichtav. You have to read out of the Ktav. You're not allowed to read it Be'al Peh. Tosafot here asks a couple of famous questions. V'im Tomar, Eichet Tamrina and Mizmorim Al Peh. How do we say Te'ilim Al Be'al Peh? How do we say things Be'al Peh? So he says, Eishlamar, Ein Makpid El Mashe Ketuv Bechumash. Tosafot has a huge Kiddush here that Torah Shebichtav, or this din of Torah Shebichtav, only applies to Chumash. Does not apply to Tanakh. But only applies to the Torah part of Tanakh, not to the Nach part. That's number one. But then he says, well, we still have a problem. Amnam, Keshikasha, Echid Karinan, Vayosha, Vakriyat Shema. We say in davening every day, in Psukkah de Zimra, we say Vayosha, we say Azir Shir, and we say Kriyat Shema. Many times we say it Be'al Peh. How do we do that? Yishlamar, in the Pidah, the Varsha Motzi Acherim Yidei Chuvatan. Tosva gives an interesting answer over here. He says, this only applies to things where you're being Motzi the Tzibur, where it's a public issue and you're being Motzi the Tzibur. But if you're doing it by yourself, that's fine. The Mishnah Brura brings down, when we talk about this, the Halacha, he says that if it's something that's Shkura B'Fikol, Something that everybody knows, something that's common for people to know by heart, and that you're allowed to say by heart, even though it's Torah Shebichtav. So things like Ashrei, Kriyat Shema. So he says those things you can't say by heart because they're already Shkura Befiv. The other answer you could give is that it's a difference in how it's being said. There's a difference between saying something as Torah, Limud HaTorah, and learning Torah. That might mean to be Al Yidei Aktav. On the other hand, when it comes to something that's done derech, religious, ceremonial type of framework, which is davening, it's done during davening, that's not something that has that requirement of Torah Shebichtav, because it's not said as in the sense of Torah qua Torah, it's said as Torah as Tefillah, put in as part of the ceremonial part of Tefillah, and maybe there we don't say that this din of Torah Shebichtav, Iyavshah, or the Umram Be'al-Peh. That's another possibility in terms of an answer why by Tefillah we do say it by heart, but that will have applications, for instance, today, like Psukim, like Amalach HaGoeloti, which is made famous by certain songs. So certain songs that make a Pasuk then famous, and that everybody knows the Pasuk now, that maybe at this point already they have a din that people can't say them by heart because they are things that are commonly said or commonly known, like Birkat Kohanim, certain things like that, which everybody knows, those who may not have a requirement of being said Mitocha Aktav. So the Gemara says, shiny. Over here it's different. Why? Amrei Dilma Milta Chalato shiny. Comes to a chidush, that's different. Now, Dilma Chalato could be two different things. One is, it's something new that we didn't know before. It's new information, something that we didn't know before. So here's a din that Rav Dimi hears that he didn't know before. Rav Yosef was ready to take the Sachim out of a Breita in order to solve a problem. All of a sudden he learns a new din. So over there, when it's totally new, you're allowed to write it down when it's new, in order that you don't forget it. Once you remember it, then you can't keep it around. That's one possibility. A Dilma Chidush could also mean something unusual, a Chidush, like the way we use it today. Chidush is a brilliant idea, a new concept, a new insight into something. Over there, you could write it down. Because over there, we don't want to forget it. It's something, again, it comes from the word Chadash, but we don't want to forget it. Over there, that's exceptional. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were looking into the Agadata on Shabbat, and they were Dorei Shachi, Eit Lasod Hashem, Eferu Torah Techa. It's a time to do for Hashem, Eferu Torah Techa, you're allowed to nullify the Torah, Imri Mutav Ti'akir Torah, Val Tishtachach Torah Mishrael. It's okay, better that we lose this din of Torah Shvapeh, Iyafshar, or Irashayata Lichtovam, and Torah will not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. We don't write it down now. There is no way that we're going to remember this. So there's two ways to look at this. Either Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were looking in Sifrei Agadata, which are Torah Shebaal Peh, and yet they were reading it out of something. So they dash in the puzzle to say, why are we reading out of the Sifrei Agadata? It's because Eit Lasod Hashem Eferu Torah Techa. The other way to say is that they were looking in the Sifrei Agadata and they were Doresh. And this was the drusha that they had from the Sifrei Agadata that you're allowed to nullify Torah Shebaal Peh not being written down when it comes to the possibility of losing everything. This is from the Gemara in Gittin where Rabbi, in order to write the Mishnah's Doresh, this Pasuk, that if I don't write it down now, there will no longer be any Torah Shebaal Peh. Klal Yisrael under such pressure now, there is an inability to continue the Mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peh without writing it down. So I'm writing it down to ensure the Mesorah exists. Without writing it down, there is going to be no more Mesorah. And he dashes the Pasuk over here, Eit Lasod Hashem, Heferu Torah Techa. Question is, once that's put in place, Eit Lasod Hashem, Heferu Torah Techa, we have to ask the question of it's Hutra or Dechuya. Hutra, does it mean now that Torah Shebaal Peh is Hutra, which is written down, so there's no question anymore. You can write it down. You can learn it out of the Ktab. We don't ask any questions. Or is there still a maila of making it into Torah Shebaal Peh? I mean, it's Dechuya, where we have no choice, where it's too hard. We say, we're allowed to write it down. But if you have its ability, or if you can, you should make it into Torah Shebaal Peh. So again, that's a question that remains afterwards, whether this is Hutra or Dechuya. Are you Amra Papa? Now that you said nisachim that come independently can be brought even at night, nizdamnu nisachim balayla, makdishin balayla, umakrivan. If you find some nisachim at night, you can first make makdish it right then on the spot, and then bring it and put it on the mizbeach. So Amarle, Rav Yosef, braid Rav Shmaya, the Rav Papa, Tanya the Messiah, we have a braita that supports your position. Zeaklau. Anything that can be brought during the day can be made kadosh during the day. So anything that can be brought only during the day, you can only be makdish during the day. Anything that's brought only at night, you can be makdish at night. And we just had the remainder of the breita. Remainder of the breita is that ben bayom ben balayla. If you can bring it both day and night, then you're allowed to be makdish day and night. So over here, since you're allowed to bring it day and night, you can also be makdish day and night. If you do bring it at night, then it has the same din as anything else that's brought at night, which is Alot HaShachar becomes the threshold. During the day, the threshold is Shkia. During the night, the threshold is Alot HaShachar. So if you bring the Nesachim at night, then they become Pasul, they become Notar, after you cross over the line of Alot HaShachar in the morning. Just like the same would be true during the daytime Korban if you cross over the line of Shkia. Kiata Dirimi Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishuv Ben Tzadak. Elu Tasu Lashem B'Mo'adeichem. This is the Korbanei HaMusaf. This is what you do on your Moed. Elu Chovot Haba'ot Chovav HaRegel. What is Elu Tasu Lashem B'Mo'adeichem? These are the Korbanot you must bring, obligatory Korbanot you must bring on the Regel. Levad, now the puzzle continues. Levad Min Nidreichem B'Nidvotechem. Aside from the Nidarim Nidavot. Limeid, on the Nidarim Nidavot, Shekrevim B'Cholo Shom Moed. We learn from this that you're allowed to bring Nidarim Nidavot, these Korbanot that you have, on Chol HaShomoed. Now you don't bring it on Yom Tov itself, because it's not Toche Yom Tov, but nevertheless, Nidarim Nidavot can be brought on Chol HaShomoed. Ve'olotechem, we're continuing with the Pasuk, what does that teach us? B'me'ach Hatuv Medaber. What's Olot? Ibalot Neder, if you're talking about voluntary offerings, I require more. Nidrechem, we already said, from the words Nidavad Midrechem, Nidvotechem, we already included Olot Nidarim. We already dealt with neder and nidava. Any nidavar olot lat yoledet or lat mitzora. Talking about olah of a yoledet or lat mitzora, which are olot chovot, but they're olot chovot that are not kavulahem zman. They don't have a particular time where they have to be brought. Those are allowed to be brought even on cholo shel moed. Ola minchotechem. The continuation of the pasuk. What does that teach you? But mei akatuv medaber. Ibn minchad neder, havari kvaramur. Ibn minchad nedavar rei kvaramur. By neder nedavar, we already covered that in nidrechem and nidvotechem. So, hainu medaber la minchad choteh. U minchad kenaot. We're talking about certain minachot, which are minchad chova. There are obligations of these individuals who find themselves in these situations. Mincha v'choteh. That is, by the olev yorei, the person is allowed to bring a minchad choteh. Or minchat sudah, these are obligatory minachot, but in kavul em zman, they don't have a particular time in which they must be brought. Ulaniskechem ulashal mechem, we already darshan this before. Mekish nisachim lishlamim. Mashlamim biyom, af nisachim biyom. Just like shlamim are only brought during the day, so too nisachim can only be brought during the day. Ulashal mechem, the word shal mechem itself, what does that come to include? Because again, it could have just written shlamim. Shal mechem is in plural, so therefore we're going to learn two things. One is that there's a connection to nisachim beforehand, as well as the shlamim themselves. Rabot shamei nazir. Again, a obligatory shlamim, but that's not kavu al azman, that's a shlamim nazir. Why do you need to have shlamim nazir? Lema mar shlamim pesach. Shlamim of the pesach. Shlamim of Pesach are an abasar, chagigat abasar, which is that if there are too many people that are together on a korban of Pesach, and therefore they need more food, they separate out a separate shlamim, they separate out a chagigat to dalid, in order to be nechal, that the Pesach is nechal ala sova. What happens if you don't bring that korban on the 14th? You end up, you're allowed to bring it on Chol HaMoed, you must bring it on Chol HaMoed as shalmei Pesach. Di shalmei nazir, because why would you write shalmei nazir, ni dar ve ni davu? Isn't shlamim of a nazir a neder? Isn't that the same thing as neder nidava? How do you get to a shalmei nazir? You take a neder nizirut. Neder nizirut is a voluntary, and since it's voluntary, therefore the korban that is polyotze, that is a derivative of it, it should also be considered a neder. Vatanya. Zekla. This is the principle that we have by Bamot. Kol shu nidar v'nidav, karei b'mad yachid. Anything that can be brought on a voluntary basis can be put onto a b'mad yachid. Shenu nidav nidar, something that cannot be brought on a voluntary basis. Enu karev abat yachid, you can't put on a bamat yachid. Vitznan, and here's a list of those things that can go on a bamat yachid. Amnachot, vanezirut, karevim, bamat yachid, divi Rabbi Meir. Mnachot, which can be brought on a voluntary basis, as well as nizirut, the karbanim nizirut, which are brought on a voluntary basis, they can be placed in a bamat yachid. You see that the karbanot of nizirut are classified as voluntary offerings. Where says, samikan nizirut. Drop nizirut from that brayta that we just quoted. Where it says, nazir lav nidav nidavu. If you're dropping out of that, it means that you think that there's somebody who says that nazir is not classified as a voluntary offering. Is there anybody who says that? Vaktiv. The story by Avshalom. It says, miketz arbaim shana, at the end of 40 years. This is to begin the merit of Avshalom. Vayom Avshalom el ha-melech el chana v'shalem et nidari asher nadayta l'ashem bechevron. Let me go give over the korban, the nedarim that I gave, the neder that I promised to Hashem b'Chevron, ki nadar, neder nadar abdicha, because I took an oath that I would bring such a thing. It's my love. The ned, what the neder that we're talking about in terms of a shalom here is that he's a neder nizirut. He was a nizir olam. Since he was a nizir olam, he said, let me go fulfill my obligation from the neder nizirut that I took. And he's calling it a neder. That's what he's describing is what he needs to bring over here. He calls it a neder. My love, our korban. The Gemara says, who thinks that a nizirut is not a neder? Here, look, let's talk about this story of Avshalom. The story of Avshalom, you see that he asked David, in order to go to fulfill his obligation, the neder that I took in Hebron, I wanted to fulfill this obligation. We know that Avshalom was a nizir olam. In a nizir olam, he used to bring korbanot for his nizirut, to cut his hair once a year. My love, a korban. When he's talking about the neder, isn't he talking about the korban? It says, lo, ikur nidro. He's not talking about the korban that is a derivative of the neder, but the neder is the neder itself. So Gemara says, ikur nidro b'chevron hava? How could that be that the basis or the main part of his neder was given in chevron? Halo b'gishur hava? Wasn't he in gishur at the time that he took that neder? Because it says, ki neder nadar abdecha b'shifti b'gishur. He describes, he says, I took the neder when I was living in gishur. And that's when, after he had killed Amnon, who had raped his sister Tamar, ran away to Gishur. We ran away to his grandpa, because he was born from Melech Shur's daughter, and therefore he ran away to his grandpa to hang out over there, and finally Yoav works on bringing him back. So he says, I took this neder nizirut when I was there in Gishur. So Amar Rav Acha, v'item Rabba bar Rav Chanan, lo alach of shalom el alavik vasim in Hebron. I mean, the neder was in Hebron, he went to get his vasim in Hebron. How can I miss that? That makes sense. Why would he go to be makriv the korbanot in Hebron? Shavik Yerushalayim, vazel makriv the Hebron. Why would he not bring the korbanot in Yerushalayim instead of Hebron? Returns me home. David already had moved up to Yerushalayim. He was in Hebron originally, but now he had moved up to Yerushalayim. They had brought the Aron up to Yerushalayim at that point in time. So then why doesn't he go and be makrivit in Yerushalayim, where that would be the fulfillment of his neder of coming home? So where it says, well, how can I be mistaken? Did he make kufay who the azul shavu kishlayim azul makriv bechevron? Elamai lagvik vazim bechevron. Where it says, "Hi, Asher nadayt l'Hashem bechevron." If you're right, then what does it mean? Asher nadayt l'Hashem bechevron. It's a neder that I took in Hebron. It should say mechevron that I brought from Hebron mibayle. It can't be that he's bringing the kvasim from Hebron. It should have been from Hebron, not to Hebron. To Hebron sounds like he's going to be makrive in the Hebron. No, olam makrive v'kagashalach my shavak yishlay makrive v'chevron. Tikshalach kivon. The Makom Kadoshu. First of all, the Mizbeach was not in Yerushalayim at this point in time. The only thing that is in Yerushalayim at this point is the Aron. The Mizbeach, the Bamat HaTzibur, is found in Gibeon. There had been a Nov. After Nov is destroyed, they move it over to Gibeon. The Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mizbeach of the Mishkan, was placed in Gibeon. And that's where the Kohanim were, and that's where the Bamat HaTzibur was. So what do you mean? Why is he going to Hebron instead of going to Gibeon? Forget about Yerushalayim. So Ella Kevin Shu Trua Bamot, Kochekat Dabai Mokriv. Once you have the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh, there's a Heter Bamot Yachid. When it comes to Heter Bamot Yachid, you can bring it anywhere you want. You don't have to bring it in the specific Bamat HaTzibur. But that shows you that here we're talking about a Bamat Yachid, and we're talking about a neder nizirut, and Avshalom's bringing a neder nizirut on a bamat yachid. So how could you say that a bamat yachid cannot accept a nizirut, and how can you say that a nizirut does not nidar v'nidav? That Umar leaves. That was a question that was raised by Abaye. Why are you saying shamei nazir and not shamei pesach? Shamei nizir is a voluntary offering, so it must be that you should put in shamei pesach and not shamei nazir because of that. Umar says, Avraim shema l'man. Why does it say, vayi mikeitz arvayim shana, at the end of 40 years? Why is the merit of Shalom connected to the end of a 40-year period? What's the 40-year period? I mean, Avshalom is not even alive 40 years. What is this? Vayimiketz Avraim Shana, the end of 40 years. Tanya, Rabbi Noyer Omer, this is something we saw together at the end of Zvachim, and Kufyut Chet in Zvachim, that Meshum Rabbi Shua, Miketz Avraim Shana Shishulayim Melech, the end of 40 years from when Bnei Yisrael asked for a king. Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, at the end of that 40-year period, that's when merit of Shalom begins. The Tanya, Otashana Shishalu Lehem Melech, the year that they asked for a king, Otashana, that was a Sirit Shel Shmuel. So that was the 10th year of Shmuel's ruin or reign over Bnei Yisrael. Ve'eser Shanim Malach Shmuel Ve'atzmo. And we know that Shmuel himself ruled for 10 years. Shana Achat Shemalach Shaul U'Shmuel. There's 1 year where there's an overlap between Shaul and Shmuel. U'Shtayim Shemalach Shaul Ve'atzmo. 2, that Shaul rules by himself. Shlishim b'sheva or shlishim b'sheish. It's not clear what the girsa should be. Shemalach David, 36 or 37 that David was ruling. So we did this again when we were in Zvachim. This is based on the Psukim. Rashi has two ways here to learn out this from the Psukim. It's a question if you start from David and work backwards, or you start from Eli and you move your way forward. So we know that Eli dies when he's Tishim Ushmoneh Shana. He dies when he's 98 years old. And we know that the Shmuel takes over on the day that Eli dies because that's the destruction of Shiloh. Eli finds out the news that their home was captured, Shiloh is destroyed, he dies on that day. That's the day Shmuel takes over. He is 98 years old on that day. We know the pasuk says that he ruled over Bnei Yisrael, Shafat Bnei Yisrael, Arba'im Shana. He ruled over Bnei Yisrael for 40 years. 40 years makes them that was the day that Chana came up to speak to Eli, because that day is Ve'o Nimneh, that he was placed as the Kohen Gadol, he was the Shofet at that time, he had been appointed the Shofet. So the year that she came up to speak to him in Shiloh, and to take the neder to Hashem that he would be a Nazir, whoever was born to him would be Kodesh Hashem, that happens in the first year of his reign. So that means Shmuel is born a year later. About a year later. So that year later that he's born means that, how old is Shmuel when he takes over? He is 39 years old when he takes over from Eli. We know that Shmuel lives until he's 52. So if Shmuel lives until he's 52, that means that he reigns for a period of 13 years. Or 13 years that he's alive. Let's put it that way. There's 13 years he's alive when he takes over. The Gemara here says that there were 10 years. It's from Seder Olam Rabbah. Seder Olam Rabbah says there were 10 years that he reigned before they asked for a king. He was a shofet for 10 years. That means that from the time that they asked for a king until the end of Shmuel's life, there's only 3 years left. And that's what Seder Olam Rabbah says. Esar shani malach Shmuel ba'atzmo. Shana achat. Shemalach Sha'ul Ushmuel. There's 1 year where they overlap. When they ask for a king, he appoints Sha'ul, Shmuel, and Sha'ul together. Then there's after Shmuel leaves Sha'ul because of the whole problems that happened with Sha'ul, there are 2 years where Sha'ul reigns by himself. Shmuel dies at 52. We know that. So 3 years after they ask for a king, he dies. We know that Sha'ul dies only several months later. Because the Torah says that Ben Shana Sha'ul B'malko Shtei Shani Malach Al Yisrael. Shaul was 1 year old when he ruled, and he ruled for 2 years. Obviously, you can't take the pasuk literally, but Ben Shana, the Seder Olam Rabbah is actually Ben Shana that he ruled with Shmuel, and then Shtei Shanim that he rules alone. Once Shaul dies, we know that David is appointed as then king by Bnei Yisrael and by Yehuda in Hebron. He rules in Hebron for 7.5 years, and then remaining 33 years, he rules in Yerushalayim. So if I want 40 years from the time that we started, that means that you have, from the time they asked for a king, that means 3 years of rule of Shaul and Shmuel. You have these 7.5 years, or 7 years that David is in Hebron, that's 10 years. And that means that you have another 30 years into David's rule in Yerushalayim, which is the 37th year of David's rule, which is 40 years after they asked for a king. And that's merit of Shalom. So again, whether it's 36 or 37 depends whether you include the year in which it happened or not. So that's 36 or 37. That's one way to calculate it. The other way to calculate it is based on the Aron, the capture of the Aron. Which is that we know that the Aron is captured by Yaron Hashem b'stei plishtim shiva chodoshim. By Churban Shiloh, we know that the Aron is taken captive. Then, the plishtim give it up, and they send it to Kiryat Yarim. The people of Kiryat Yarim end up with it, goes to Beit Shemesh first, wreaks havoc and destruction, and then ends up in Kiryat Yarim. It's in Kiryat Yarim for 20 years. For 20 years it stays there, and then David decides to bring it up to Yerushalayim. He brings it up to Yerushalayim, he fails the first time because there's Peretz Uzzah, and then he does it 3 months later, he brings it up again. So you have the 20 years of Kiryat Yarim, the 7 years in Stei Plishtim, plus the 3 months. So together that is 21 years till the Aron is brought up to Yerushalayim. And when they brought up the Aron to Yerushalayim, is also the same time that David becomes Melech, be Yerushalayim. So if I take that, that's the, we have 21 years. Until David comes up to Yerushalayim, and we know that the Churban of Shiloh happens at the beginning of Shmuel's reign. So if I take the 10 years out, the first 10 years of Shmuel's reign out of that, here I just calculated that it's 21 years until David comes into Yerushalayim, minus the 10 years that Shmuel reigns by himself, that leaves you 11 years. So that means if I go after that point in time, David is Melech, I want to get to the 40 years, I have to add on an additional 29 years from the time that David is in Yerushalayim, which is the 36th or 37th year of David's reign. So that's how we get to this calculation. Again, that there is a beginning 40 years from the time that they ask for a king. And that's what we're talking about here. It's a sidebar, but it has to do with the Arbim Shana. We're talking about the Nether of Shalom with the Nizirut.
The question is why
Why?
I would have suggested the first time that after we've had a king where we have an internal rebellion. Merit of Shalom is 40 years after they've just asked for a king, and now already we have this internal strife. There was one rebellion before that, which is Sheva ben Bichri. In that case, it was a very isolated type of rebellion, and it wasn't from internal. Here we already have an internal rebellion, which is Avshalom, already coming about to upend the kingship. They barely had 40 years that they've had a king, and they asked for a king. And it's already falling apart. All right, so I think that's why there's a significance of putting that 40-year period there. Okay, we'll stop here.